Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to turn a dub siren phrase into a living, breakbeat-driven FX framework inside Ableton Live 12, with proper jungle and old-school DN beat energy. The big idea here is simple. We are not just making a siren that warps. We're making a siren that moves with the break, breathes with the groove, and acts like a real arrangement element. That means it can tease an intro, help a drop land harder, fill space in a breakdown, or answer the drums in a call-and-response way. In jungle and DNB, that kind of movement matters a lot, because the music often lives in the space between the drum hits as much as in the hits themselves. So let's build this step by step. First, set up your siren as a proper instrument, not just a random audio clip. Create a new MIDI track and load something simple, like operator or analog. For a classic dub siren feel, keep the source waveform clean. In operator, a sine or triangle is perfect. In analog, you can use a saw and square blend, but keep it controlled. Shape the envelope so it behaves like a real siren phrase. Fast attack, short to medium decay, low sustain, and a release that gives the note a little tail without washing out the groove. If you're using operator, add a small pitch envelope so the note has that initial wail or rise at the start. That little detail goes a long way. A good starting range is around C3 to G3. Depending on how aggressive you want it. Keep the phrase short at first, and use a few held notes for contrast. If the instrument responds to velocity, don't ignore that. A little variation helps the line feel played rather than drawn in. After the synth, put auto filter on it. Start with a low pass filter, moderate resonance, and just enough drive to give it attitude. This is important. You want the siren to have character, but you still need room for the drums and bass. In DNB, the FX should cut through without stealing the whole track. Now write the siren phrase like it's talking to the breakbeat, not floating above it. Don't make a straight loop that repeats exactly the same way every time. Start with a 1 or 2 bar idea that leaves space for the snare accents and ghost notes. A good approach is to place a hit on the 1, then answer with a shorter response on the offbeat, then let a longer note rise into the next strong beat, and finally cut or dip the phrase before the snare lands. Think of it like conversation. Bar 1 should leave some air. Bar 2 can be a little more active, a little more impatient, a little more dramatic. This is one of the key mindset shifts in this lesson. Think in phrases, not clips. A dub siren works best when each hit feels like a gesture. If it starts sounding too looped, edit the last note of the phrase so it answers the break instead of just restarting it. Once you've got a phrase you like, record or resample it to auto. This is where the track starts to become serious. Move that audio into a track with warp enabled. Now we can make the siren lock to the tempo while still keeping the feel of the drums. Use the warp mode based on the type of phrase you made. Complex Pro is usually the safest choice for sustained siren tones because it preserves harmonic movement better. If you've chopped the siren into more rhythmic stabs, beats can work well. If you want something smeared, ghostly, or atmospheric, texture can be a great choice. Start by anchoring the first obvious attack to the grid. Then adjust the next markers so the phrase feels like it's dancing around the drums rather than sitting rigidly on top of them. Some hits can sit slightly ahead of the beat for urgency. Others can lag a touch for that darker, drag jungle feel. Don't overcorrect every detail. A little imperfection adds swagger and tension. This is a really important point. Let the break decide the edit points. Don't force the siren to obey the grid so tightly that it loses its character. Jungle and old school DNB love slightly unstable timing. If everything is perfectly quantized, the whole thing can flatten out fast. Now bring in your breakbeat. This could be an Amen style break, a Think style break, or any chopped break you've already built. Put the siren over it and start listening for where the phrase naturally locks with the snare, the ghost notes, or the fill hits. At this stage, you can work in a few different ways. You can slice the siren audio at transients and move pieces manually. You can convert it to sampler if you want more note-by-note control. Or you can use simpler in slice mode if you want to trigger the fragments in a more performance-style way. A very effective advanced move is to duplicate the siren audio track. On one track, keep the full warped phrase. On the second track, chop the phrase into smaller fragments and place them around the snare ghosts and fill points. That gives you two layers, one that provides sustained motion and one that adds rhythmic punctuation. That combination is gold in DNB. Now let's shape the tone. Build an effect chain with EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo or delay, reverb, and maybe redux if you want extra grime. First, high pass the siren so it stays out of the low end. Usually somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz is a good starting point. sometimes even higher if the arrangement is dense. Then look for any harsh peaks in the upper mids, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and carve those if needed. After that, add saturator. Just a little drive can make the siren feel more warehouse-like and less clean. If it needs more edge, you can push it harder, but be careful. If you overdo the distortion before you've locked the rhythm, it gets harder to tell what's working musically. Then use auto filter as a performance tool. Automate the cutoff so the siren opens and closes like a dub mix move. That movement is part of the vibe. In old school jungle, that sort of filter gesture feels very authentic, like the sound is being engineered live from the desk. Echo or delay can add those haunted little tails at the end of phrases. Keep the feedback fairly low and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the top end. Reverb should usually be more about space than wash. You want the siren to have atmosphere, but you don't want it to lose its attack. Pre-delay helps keep the front of the sound clear. If you want extra lo-fi character, a touch of redux can make it feel more like an old sample from a worn-out tape chain or archive rave recording. Now we get into automation, which is where the siren really starts to breathe. Automate the filter cutoff to create build and release. Automate delay feedback so the tails bloom at the end of a phrase and then get cut hard when the drop lands. Automate reverb dry slash wet for that swell right before a section change. You can also automate utility gain or even pitch if you've printed the siren as audio and want some extra instability. A classic move is to raise the cutoff over 8 bars leading into a drop. Start it murky and distant, then gradually open it until the siren feels fully alive right before impact. Another useful trick is to increase echo feedback at the end of a 4-bar phrase, then slam it down on the downbeat. That kind of tension release move is pure DNB language. In the arrangement, think like a DJ and an engineer. The siren should help the track move between states. In the intro, it can appear filtered and distant, maybe every 4 or 8 bars. Before the drop, let it rise and widen. In the first drop, keep it sparse so the drums and bass can hit cleanly. In the second drop, bring in more chopped responses, more reverse tails, more grit. This is especially effective in a classic 16-bar DNB structure. A siren tease in the intro can signal the world of the tune. A sparse response in the first drop keeps the impact strong. Then by the second section, you can let the siren mutate and become more chaotic, which helps the track feel like it's developing rather than just repeating. Once the processed siren is feeling right, resample it again. This is a big advanced step, and it's worth doing. Record the fully processed phrase to a new audio track. Then consolidate the best 1 or 2 bar sections and treat that file like source material. Now you can slice it, reverse pieces, repitch fragments, and rearrange it like a break. That's a very jungle way of thinking. In a lot of old school material, the magic comes from recycling and recontextualizing audio. A siren doesn't have to stay a melody. It can become a rhythmic texture, a transition hit, or a broken atmospheric layer. At this point, check the mix carefully. Keep the siren out of the sub-region. Use mono checks to make sure it doesn't disappear or get facey when summed down. If it feels too wide, narrow it with utility. If it's fighting the snare, either move its hits away from the backbeat or carve a little more in the upper mids. In drum and bass, clarity comes from hierarchy. Sub first, drum impact second, effects third. The siren should support the energy, not dominate every second of the arrangement. A few pro tips here. Try building a 3-layer siren stack. 1 clean center layer for pitch clarity, 1 dirty mid-range layer for grit, and 1 whisper layer with heavy filtering and long reverb for atmosphere. Blend them carefully and you get body, bite, and space without depending on one giant effect chain. Another great trick is alternating warp behavior. Duplicate the siren and process one version tightly, then make the second version more elastic or degraded. The contrast between stable and wonky can create motion without changing the melody. You can also create a ping-pong response system with pan automation or delay. That works especially well if the break is already busy, because you get movement without overcrowding the center of the mix. And don't forget that a longer siren can be turned into a rhythmic gate. Use a gate or autopan style modulation so it pulses in a pattern that fits the break. That gives you the feeling of chopping without actually losing the sustained note. If you want the darker, more haunted side of this sound, resample through saturation in stages. Print one version with moderate drive, then process that again. 2 lighter stages often sound more believable than 1 extreme distortion pass. You can also use filter delay throws at the end of phrases, or add just a little pitch drift to make the siren feel unstable and ancient. Here's a simple practice challenge to lock this in. Build a 2-part siren FX phrase for a 174 BPM jungle loop. Make one version clean, controlled and fairly spacious. Make a second version chopped, dirtier and slightly narrower. Place both over a breakbeat loop. Automate the filter across 8 bars so the siren opens into a mini drop. Then resample the result and listen back for where the siren supports the drums best. The goal is not to make the siren the main event. The goal is to make it part of the drum programming language itself. When that happens, the effect stops feeling like decoration and starts feeling like arrangement power.